Okay, so things are starting to get a bit busier here on day two of the Brighton Photo Fringe Book Fair. And next to the Source stand is the Brown Owl Press stand. Can you say who you are and what you do?
My name's Al Palmer. I run Brown Owl Press. It's a small publisher based in Newcastle upon Tyne in the northeast of England. We started in 2003. Released 14 titles by artists from England, Scotland, Iceland, Norway, the United States, and France.
Is there a single theme to your books?
There's not one unifying aesthetic, but I tend to look for a narrative strand in the work. I generally explain the books, especially to people not in the photo world, as quiet little poems in photo book format.
In photo book format, okay. And they seem to be, from the books that I was looking at yesterday, there's a kind of subculture thing of one sort or another, be it music or could be something else. Is that a theme?
Possibly not intentionally. I grew up in the punk and hardcore scene. I've always believed in the whole DIY, independent, distribution for us, by us culture. I think that just filters into most of my life now. I've always worked within the idea of just making things happen myself, so without thinking about it, that's fed into the work and has probably fed into most things I do in life.
And what's your own background? Are you a photographer?
I am. I studied fine art at university. I discovered Robert Frank in the final year. I knew what I was going to do then. I graduated 10 years ago now. I've exhibited quite heavily across the world.
And how do you find the work that you publish?
Initially, I asked for submissions. That quickly become unworkable. Luckily, I see a lot of photography around. I'm pretty good on social media, so I've seen a lot of work in the past 3 years. And the photo book world is quite small, and the photography world in general is quite small. So even if I see a photographer whose work I like that I don't know, I probably know somebody who knows them. So getting the hookup with them is quite easy to do.
And so what would make an ideal project for you?
Having some work that is maybe not completely regimented, so I can beat the work into shape, because a general photography project might not work straight onto the page. It needs some finesse to work that way. And then the collaboration between me, the designer, and publisher also, and the photographer, can often cause, some of the friction can actually cause better work to happen. And then sometimes just the collaboration, you realise things about the work that neither of you would have discovered individually.
You seem like quite a gentle person talking to you, but to say you beat the work into shape sounds like quite a combative approach.
I try to be quiet and gentle, but I do train in Muay Thai and boxing, so I suppose that creeps into things sometimes. When I'm not making quiet photo books, I'm kicking pads and kneeing things. So, yeah, probably.
But it's a collaborative process. It's not you just don't dictate what's going to be in the book.
No, not at all. I wouldn't publish anything that the photographer wasn't happy with. But nor would I publish anything I wasn't. So it's finding the middle ground. Often trying to find not so much a compromise that no one's happy with, but a compromise that we both are. And I think it's mostly finesse, but sometimes people need to hear that this just doesn't work. Sometimes absolutes are needed. From both sides, I'm more than prepared to hear someone say, this does not work.
Does the press pay for itself?
Yes, it does. All but two books so far have turned a profit.